Martha Julia Agnes Adele by Anne Gordon. Part 3. Slab and Slug and their one shoed friend are running out of places. Slug's at wit's end.
The owl of old cedar might have seen it up high.
Slab trips on a stone as he points to the sky.
Oh, bosh, moans Slab as he falls to the ground. My shoe's flopping off and your shoe's not found.
Oh, no, cries Martha Julia Agnes Adele. Without any shoestrings, now Slab's tripped and fell.
Together they hobble him to Potter's tree. Slab moans and groans from his hurting knee.
Oh, squish, these boots never stay on tight. Without shoestrings, I can't walk quite right.
When they reach the steps at Potter's tree, Slug helps Slab prop up his knee, while Martha Julia Agnes Adele opens her heart to her friend who fell. She unties the ribbons from her pigtail ends. Here, she says, as she threads them through, I'll use these ribbons to lace up your shoe. So, Martha Julia Agnes Adele ties Slab's shoes and ties them well. What a surprise to her and her newfound friends. She ties them just like her pigtail ends. I can tie more than pigtails, even shoestrings I lace, and run on adventures all over the place. Oh my, she declares, I just tied Slab's shoe? That's something I didn't know I could do.
While darkening sky brings twilight's luster, Martha shares something that Slug couldn't have mustered.
Hey, Slug, if you were really a snail, your shell would smear your diamond trail. Stop this shell search and let yourself freely roam, so your diamond trail can make everywhere your home.
Then from the top of old cedar tree, an owl swoops down near the party of three. She stares at their feet, her eyes all aglisten, as she begins to speak, all strained to listen.
In my nest has dropped this unusual thing. It flew through the air, all red, on a string. It woke me from my daytime snores. Could you have lost it? It's red, like yours.
Oh, owl, you found my long-lost shoe. I'll tie them tightly so they won't undo.
She kneels down and ties them her very best, as owl ties her pigtails with twine from her nest. As owl stands straight and lifts her wings, she does a most unusual thing. She clears her throat, pulls out a scroll, and begins to speak as the paper unrolls.
Martha Julia Agnes Adele, I hereby decree that you have earned this learning key. Let your heart be your guide wherever you go. It's the key to learning what you already know.
Thank you, Owl, and to all of you. With you, I've found much more than my shoe. I'll come to your hillock again someday, and we'll have another grand adventure day.
As Martha Julia Agnes Adele says goodbye to her friends, she's made quite well. By firefly light and with shoes well tied, she skips down the road, quite satisfied. Next time she returns to see her friends, she'll tie her shoes tight and her pigtail ends.
I'll bring Potter shoestrings of his very own and a shell hat for Slug that says everywhere's my home. So whenever I think there's a thing I can't do, I'll remember how I learned to tie my shoe. There's more in this world that I think I don't know. With my friends by my side, I will learn as I go.